Yeah, really bad game and disappointing. Made some really bad plays and just put our team in a really bad position, starting for the first series, turning the ball over, giving them great field position, and then just seemed like that got me off to a bad start and never could find any type of rhythm or continuity out there at quarterback, and really put our team in a bad spot all night.
How much of this was health?
I have a really hard time, using that as any type of excuse. I had some injuries during the week. Greek and the training staff worked overtime to get me to feeling like I thought I could go out there and play. Obviously you have to give a lot of feedback yourself, and I felt good enough to go out there and play. It's obviously, as you look back on it now, I have a hard time saying that's why I played, badly. Could that be the reason? I guess it always could be, but I just have a hard time. To me, that's an easy way out. It's kind of an easy line to say, after the fact. So I was very honest with Greek and Coach Kubiak that I felt like I could go. I wanted to go. I wanted to be out there for the team. I did feel like we had some guys down, with Tlaib down and DeMarcus down, and weren't really sure Emmanuel was going to be able to play. So I wanted to be out there, and that was, I was as honest with them of the feedback as I could give them, and certainly did not play well, and I'm disappointed about that.
Aiden, was it your call or Gary's call to make the change?
Well, no. No. Coach Kubiak told me that he was going to make the change.
He said at halftime he talked to you at all. Did you think about maybe going and saying, I just don't feel right?
I didn't think about saying that. I wanted to play better. I wanted to make some, we made a little second half comeback last week, and thought we might have a chance to do that again, and didn't get that going in the second half. So it wasn't much different in the second half as it was in the first half.
You set the all-time passing mark. You seemed a little painful to have the play stop at that point.
I think that's an awkward situation to have any type of stoppage of play in the middle of a game. It wasn't off to the best start. We were looking at, a third and long or something, coming up. So I think it's an awkward position to kind of be put in, to tell you the truth. And so you're really wrapped up into the game at that point and trying to do what you can to get a first down. And it was not the kind of start to the game that we wanted, for sure.
What are your feelings to get the record like that, but playing in a game like that?
Yeah, I don't have a whole lot for you on that right now.
Is it tough to just push off or to get something behind the throws? Or?
Oh, I don't, like I said, I felt I don't really have a whole lot for you on that, So I just I didn't play well. I didn't play well. I had a bad game, and not much else you can say about that. So whether it was because of my injuries or whether it was because of poor decision-making, I kind of tend to lean on the poor decision-making and some bad throws and some underthrows to some guys. And so I wish I would have played better.
Too early to think about next week yet, about what you might feel?
Well, I talked to Coach Kubiak, and, obviously he wants to see how I feel, tomorrow and during the week. I think I'd like to be able to practice, during the week. I didn't practice till Friday, and so that's not ideal for anybody to go out and play. And so I'd like to be, healthier to practice, some on Wednesday like I have in the past, and on Thursday. And so, obviously we can, we'll address that when those days get here. So that would be certainly the goal, for me to get back to a normal practice schedule. And so we'll see how that goes tomorrow. But just kind of see how I feel after the game.
If you do get to practice, what do you want to focus on this week in practice?
Well, we got to focus on getting off to a better start. I got to stop turning the ball over. That would, I think that would help for a better start. So, just been down 17-0, 19-0, 2 weeks in a row. It's hard to overcome those leads. And defense did a heck of a job, I think, trying to keep them to some field goals, and they did that, and we just could not get anything going offensively, and it starts with, just bad. I got to play better at quarterback, and so that would be the focus this week, trying to, have more consistency, make better decisions, make better throws, and translate that to the playing field on Sunday.
Time for
a
few more guys.
How hard is it? As a competitor, how hard is it to accept that call and Coach Kubiak's
in? Well, look, it's hard to accept losing the game. I'm disappointed about losing the game. So, Coach Kubiak's got to make those calls, I did not play well today. So, did not definitely contributed, to the loss. So, I was proud of Brock and, tried to help him. I thought he went in there and made some plays and got us a couple scores, and not ideal circumstances for him to go into a game, down 22-0, knowing that you have to throw every single time. So, but I thought he went in there and did well.
What'd you say to Brock on the sideline?
Obviously he's got a lot of people in his ear, so I just, tried to be there to if he had any questions or whatnot. But, when you're playing, you got a lot of people, coaches talking to him and whatnot. So, but I just, encouraged him and, thought he did a good job out there.
Peyton, last one, please.
You look, just observationally, you look a little more comfortable in warm-ups than you did in the game. Is that a fair assessment?
Oh, I can't, I don't know. I can't say that. I guess I'm not sure I've, I guess that's an observation. I thought I felt good enough to play. That's what I thought. Maybe that was the wrong. Maybe it was a false feeling or a wrong feeling by me or whatever that was. I wouldn't have. I told, like I said, Greek and Kubiak, I was honest with them and how I felt. I thought I was good enough to play. Maybe looking back, that was the wrong. I had the wrong indication. By me. By going out there and trying to help the team, I ended up hurting the team, and so. I'm disappointed about that.
Okay, thank you guys. Thank you.